So, someone asked me fairly recently if, in the retelling of some of these very humiliating stories, do I get turned on? And I had to think about it. If you had asked me, even 6 months ago, same question, I would have said, no, God, no, it's incredibly embarrassing, which makes for a funny story. But no, God, am I turned on? No. But, looking at what I choose to tell and what I choose to record when I have the time. I have to accept the fact that, my concern isn't so much, am I turning on other people by telling these stories? Though I'm sure some people are turned on. But really, when I have the time to record, like today, what I choose to record are some of these very embarrassing stories. So there must be something to that. I must be getting something out of it. It must excite me. So that's news, which is cool. Learned something new today about myself. So, let's just go with it. So I thought I'd talk today about, well, my American friend came to see me not too long ago. He's been up a few times since we moved to a province that is closer to where he is. Makes it easier. And it's been really exciting, because honestly, I thought after that first meeting, after, years and years of online correspondence, and then that first meeting, I thought, okay, well, that's probably it. He's satisfied his curiosity as far as I'm concerned, and he won't be back. But yeah, since I've moved a little closer and made myself a little more accessible, he's been up a few times, and it's been fun, really fun. So I'm not gonna talk about what happened that night, because yeah, this last meeting I could only really see him for one night. He came up in the middle of the work week, and was only available for a certain time, so I had to work that day. I didn't go out to see him until I probably got there about 8 o'clock in the evening. I had to take a bus down, which was a few hours. And so I only had the evening with him. And we were up until probably about 3 or 4 in the morning. It was an interesting night. He sprang a few unexpected surprises on me. But yeah, that's probably a story for another day. Anyway, I decided at about, I don't know, probably about midnight, 2 in the morning or something, that I was going to call in sick the next day because it was going to be hard to get on a bus and get back to work. I had to work at 7:30. Even if I called in late, and I thought, he's only here for the night. He has to check out by 11, so let's make the most of his visit here, and make the most of our time together. So decided that I was going to call in sick. So I set myself an alarm the next morning, at about, I don't know, 6:30, texted in sick. and went back to bed with him. So, and then I set another alarm for 10 o'clock just to make sure that I would get out of there, you know, and not hold him up. He had to get out of there by 11 and get back on the road. So, my alarm went off and I went to the washroom to get myself kind of fixed up for the day. And I hadn't packed anything. I don't know why, really. I mean, I had kind of some advance notice of this visit, but just at the last minute decided, no, I'm not going to pack like an overnight bag with me, you know, to take on the bus. I'm just going to go with what I have in my purse and what I have on my back and just, you know, go meet him and then turn around and go home. So probably, I guess I made the decision that I wasn't going to work long before I even got there, because I would have been wearing the same outfit I had on that day. But anyway, so I went to the washroom and kind of got myself a little bit fixed up. And put my clothes on again. I was wearing a little skirt, flowered skirt, and a black top and thigh-high stockings. And I had heels. I didn't put the heels on. And I came back, and he went into the washroom to have a shower, and I sat on the bed and was kind of just trying to touch up my makeup a little bit, you know, for the bus crowd. And then after a few minutes, he came back out and saw me fully dressed. And he said, you know, look at you. And I said, well, yeah, you know, don't want to hold you up. And he said, I don't know if I'd bother doing my makeup if I were you. Not yet. And I said, well, why? And he said, because you're going to suck my cock now. And he sat down on the bed, you know, leaned up against the headboard. And so I crawled up between his legs and started sucking his cock. And after a few minutes of that, he stopped me and started to get up, but he told me to stay where I was. So I did, and he got up and he went to the foot of the bed and grabbed me by the ankles and pulled me down to the foot of the bed. And he flipped my skirt up and took my panties down. Then I could hear the shutter noises, you know, he was taking pictures of me that way. And I said, I don't like that. I hate that. And he said, I know you hate it. And he kept taking pictures. And he told me to reach back and spread myself for him, which I did, and he took some more pictures. And then finally he put his camera down. Came behind me and grabbed me by the hips and shoved his cock into my cunt. And I was wet, which surprised me. Surprised me how wet, because I hate pictures. And really, it was the first time that he put his cock in my cunt. That whole meeting. The night before, he fucked me exclusively in the ass. He fucked my cunt with a wine bottle. And his fist, and there was someone else involved that evening who used her fist on my cunt. But it was the first time he put his cock in my cunt, so it was kind of a big deal. So I was into it. I was really into it by that point. But every time I made a noise, he told me to shut up. Even though all evening, you know, I was wailing like a banshee all evening, you know, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and he didn't care. But at, you know, 10:30, it was suddenly a problem. So I had to try to keep myself quiet. And while he was fucking me, I asked him, can I touch myself? Can I make myself come? And he said, no. So I didn't. And then all of a sudden he pulled out. He told me to reach back with both hands again and spread my ass open. I thought he was gonna fuck my ass. But he didn't. He jerked himself off. And he came. Honestly, I was very humiliated, but I was also really grateful because I hadn't made him come all night, you know. Even though I tried very hard, anyway. Came all over me, and then I felt him run his fingers down the crack of my ass and get a handful of his cum, and then he reached around and rubbed it across my face. All over my face. And then he told me to get up and get dressed because we had to go. Had to check out. So I was kind of in shock. I got up. And I pulled my panties up. Pulled my skirt down, and I just stood there. Just stood there for a second. Kind of moving around the room, getting dressed and packing his things, and I just stood there, and finally I said, I assume I'm not allowed to wash this off before I get on the bus. And he just said, yeah, you know, you're pretty smart. So then I helped him get his stuff together, and we went down and we checked out. I was sitting with some of his things while he was checking out, and I heard him talking to the lady at the desk, and I didn't hear all of it, but I heard, I know he said something about, you know, this is just a friend that I met, you know, while I was here. And I think she said something like, you know, well, where does she live? And he told her, and he said, she said, oh, so you're going to drive her home now. And he said, no, you know, that's her problem. So he dropped me off at the bus station and, kissed me goodbye, told me I did well, told me my legs looked nice in those heels, and, then he was gone, and I rode the bus home that way. It was a couple of hours at least, bus ride, and then I caught an Uber from the bus station, and you know, I had a bit of a wait before my bus was coming. I could have gone into the washroom very easily and just washed it off. I did look at myself before I got on the bus, and it wasn't extremely visible. I mean, you know, you'd have to be really looking at me to see, right? But I was very embarrassed. Anyway, I could have washed it off, and I didn't. I don't know why I didn't, but I went all the way home that way, and, yeah. So, that was, the last bit of our visit, and not something I've ever done before. I've never spent time in public with cum on my face. Kind of something I've fantasized about, I guess, but not really ever done. So, check that one off my bucket list. Anyway. So, yeah, it was interesting. I guess I'm gonna go now. Thanks for listening. Bye.